Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo. Welcome in on a funky flashback Friday. It is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Chris
Parker.
That's right. Coming to you. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we got a great show. Chris will be joining us momentarily. He's in Motown. broadcasting from there. A lot of NBA stuff to get to in the second hour of the program. Byron Scott, the three-time NBA champ, will catch up with him. And also some other great stuff. A lot of stuff happening. The Lakers, can they close out the Warriors tonight in L.A.? Or are they going to have what happened to Philadelphia? And they couldn't close out Boston. Game 6 in Philly. Now there's a Game 7 in that situation. So there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. And Rob G, excuse me, jump on until Chris is here with me. And we're going to start with Kevin Durant, who was bumped out again. Things have not gone well for Kevin Durant since leaving Golden State. All kinds of unfortunate things happening as far as trying to win another championship. And that has not happened. And I should say the Odd Couple crew includes Rob G, our producer, USC Chris. And was that Steve DeSager on the updates?
Yes.
And Steve DeSager. Are you there, Rob G, with me?
I'm always here with you, Rob Parker.
Okay. So, Kevin Durant, they got blown out. They got blown out by 25 points at home. Hard to they were down two of their stars, right? Ayton and Chris Paul both out. I don't know what. Kevin Durant has the worst luck of anybody I've seen. Since he left Golden, remember, he got hurt in Golden State. Probably prevented them from winning a championship. They lost to Toronto. Remember that? Then they go to Brooklyn. He has Milwaukee beat with a game-winning three. He stepped on the line. It's a two. It ties the game. Nets lose in overtime. in that series, Harden gets hurt in game one. I don't know, the first less than a minute into the game. Kyrie gets hurt in game three in Milwaukee. They still go to seven games. He loses. Kyrie didn't want to get vaccinated. Harden doesn't want to play in Brooklyn anymore. He wants out. He demands a trade. Just all kinds of stuff has happened to Kevin Durant since he left Golden State, where he won two championships in 3 years. And I don't know. I think Chris is on a different wavelength than me, because Chris believes it's a hit to his legacy. I don't see it that way. I see there are a lot of circumstances in his way. Sure, they got swept last year by Boston. Those two or three of those games were very close. They could have gone either way. They lost them, and he struggled. There's no doubt about it. He played well this postseason. They just didn't win. He gets to Phoenix. Everybody thinks they're going to go to the championship. He gets hurt almost immediately. He only gets to play like eight games with his teammates. That doesn't help. And then he has injuries. Like, this is what's happened to Kevin Durant since leaving Golden State. And most of it, I don't think, has anything to do with him. And he's a made man. I mean, people could look at him any way he wants. I'm not so sure Golden State wins those two championships without KD. Everybody says, well, Steph won without him. That's good. But Steph with two championships compared to Steph with four is a big difference. Don't kid yourself. You wouldn't look at Steph the same way if he didn't have those four championships instead of just two. And Kevin Durant, whether people want to look at it or not, was the main cog. He's the guy who won the finals MVP in those two championships. I think LeBron won one game. LeBron won one game when Kevin Durant was playing. When Steph was there, LeBron and his team came back from a 3-1 deficit, first time in NBA history. So I can't cloud Kevin Durant and look at him differently. Rob G, are you different in looking at KD and where he is now?
I am, but it has nothing to do with what happened last night. I mean, last night I think was a, you know, perfect storm of circumstances that all crashed at the same time. It was Monty Williams insisting on playing Kevin Durant and Devin Booker 40-plus minutes through the entire postseason. Like, we talked about this early on, I think after game two of the Clipper game. Like, hey, if you got to play these guys 44 minutes to beat the backup Clippers, this is not going to bode well for you as we go deeper into the postseason. That's number one. Number two.
We did say that.
Yeah, number two.
This is not a second guess.
You mentioned DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul being out. I don't think they would have made the difference last night when you get blowed out like that. Like, it
no, I
really,
agree,
really wouldn't matter. But, yeah, of course it matters.
Not having all your guys.
When you're already a thin team and you're missing two starters, that's not good for anybody. But, and then of course, the last but not least with that regard is that the Denver Nuggets have been playing, for my money, the best basketball of anybody in this postseason. They are the only team, I think, that hasn't really had like a step down from game to game that these other, like the Lakers have had, the Warriors have had. Boston definitely has. We'll get to them. You know, the Knicks and the Heat, you know, flip-flopping back and forth. Every other game, you don't know what you're going to get. Denver, even the game that they lost, it's not that they played poorly. It's that, you know, KD and Devin Booker just went bananas. So it is what it is. Sometimes you tip your cap and you lose.
Well, when you shoot 80%, 79% from the field in two games, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right. And so, but the thing is about with Kevin Durant is everything that has gone wrong for him since he left Golden State feels like it has been a little bit self-inflicted. Right. He chose
injuries
because he chose to link up with a Kyrie Irving, who everybody knew even then that he was someone it was hard to trust. He pushed the Brooklyn Nets front office to trade for James Harden, knowing that James Harden already quit on Houston, you know, a couple of times. You know, with the fat James Harden that we had fun with on the show, that first game when he showed up, it looked like he was wearing a you know, me out there rather than a professional athlete.
Yeah, but I hear you, but I think some of this, when Kyrie and Durant got together, despite Kyrie's history or whatever, most people thought they were going to win a championship. Would you give me that, or thought that they had a great shot?
All right, and last but not least, as we got Chris here ready, I think with this trade to Phoenix, he knew, just like we all did, that when they made the deal, they sapped them of all the depth that they had, and one of the guys that they were counting on was Chris Paul, who has a history of getting hurt in the postseason every year. So these are conscious decisions. Obviously, they didn't work out in his favor, but these are all things that were not totally out of the realm of possibility that they could go sideways. And with that, let's bring in Chris Broussard.
What up? I apologize to all the listeners out there, to Rob Parker and all you guys. Technical difficulties, Rob. This is the same studio you were in Detroit. So
yeah, I mean, we go through it sometimes.
Yeah,
I know.
Let's just get on. But here's my take. Obviously, Kevin Durant's a made man. Kevin Durant's an all-time great. Kevin Durant's easily top 75. Kevin Durant's first ballot Hall of Famer. All that. What I'm saying is this. His post-Warriors career has diminished his legacy in small chunks. And here's what I mean. When he was in Golden State winning those two championships, when he left Golden State, there were people talking about him as a top 10 player all time. Not a lot, but some people, if you ask them their top 10, some people had Kevin Durant in it. He was definitely viewed as ahead of Steph. And what I'm saying is he has now lost some ground. He's definitely not ahead of Steph. And he's I doubt anyone is thinking of him in the top 10 now. And most people didn't have him in there, but he's not even in the conversation now. And we knew he wasn't a leader. He said that himself. He can get mad if he said it himself. Check the GQ article 2017. I think it was in January. So he said he's not a leader. But the top 10 talk is going down, is out. And I think guys that people have moved him ahead of. Some people may have moved him ahead of Dr. J. No, he's not. I mean, I think LeBron, Larry Bird, Dr. J are the small forwards ahead of him. Maybe even now a Jerry West people had moved behind him, and Oscar Robertson. And the notion, here's the other thing, Rob. There was a feeling, and I had the same feeling. I had the same thoughts that Kevin Durant was unguardable, that you could not, all you could do is hope he missed. Because he was 7 feet with handle, with Jay, and all of that. Well, that's not true. Obviously, he's going to get his points because he's an all-time great player. But people bother him. Physical defense bothers him. We saw it last year when Jason Tatum outplayed him. And he struggled in ways I've never seen Kevin Durant struggle. But when you look back, he's had some bad games in the playoffs and stuff like that, shooting 30-something percent. But he mishandled the ball, bringing the ball up court, you know, a lot of turnovers, and we saw a lot of that this series. Aaron Gordon bothered him. It wasn't all double teams. This notion, oh, they was just double teaming him, so it was wide open for Booker. And sometimes they doubled him. Sometimes he was going against single coverage and missing because Aaron Gordon and the Denver Nuggets, you bump him. You hit him all game long. You hit him. You even take a foul on him. Hit him. Hit him. Keep hitting him. You get tired of that stuff. It wears on you. And Booker was getting double teamed a lot too. And so that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying – I had Kevin Durant. I still got him obviously way up there. He's top 20-ish player. But I think the way things have gone for him, never getting past the second round, has in small chunks knocked him down a little bit. Legacy-wise.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think people have to be honest and look at – I hear all your criticism of his game and lately. That's all fair. That's fair. But if you really are honest with what's happened to Kevin Durant, a lot of it has to do with the other people, pieces, parts around him as well. That's just as big of the story as it is. He got hurt his last year. That probably stopped him from winning a championship against Toronto. He got hurt. And then in Brooklyn, if he wasn't hurt, then his other teammates that were put together were hurt. And this year, two more teammates were hurt. I mean, it's just hard to look at that and go, Kevin Durant had this good team to win a championship, and he failed. I just can't sign up with that.
No, and I'm not looking. I'm not. I agree. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is he was in that rarefied air of dudes you expect to overcome. Now, again, maybe they didn't win it or wouldn't have won it, but you expect him to overcome. All the guys he's mentioned with, they overcame at some point. When is Kevin Durant overcome? You didn't overcome in Golden State. I mean, that was, guys, come on. I don't even have to say what that was.
But I don't know. I mean, and I don't want to get this into a Steph Curry thing, but when Klay was hurt, Chris, they weren't going anywhere. They didn't even make the playoffs a couple times with injuries. I'm just saying it is hard.
I agree, but
okay, I mean, just saying it's hard when you don't have your guys. Did people thumb their nose down at Steph when Klay was out those 2 years and they couldn't make the play-in or they couldn't make the playoffs? Like, no, because you just understand that it's a part of it, and that's all I'm saying.
I'm not overstating that he's not a great player. I'm just saying I want to see him overcome, because the guys he's mentioned with, Bird, Magic, I mean, that's what he was mentioned with them. They were a little higher, of course, but he's in that group. Olajuwon, I want to see him over. He hasn't overcome. And Steph, and obviously the fact that Golden State won it without him, that didn't help him either. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Has Kevin Durant's post-Warriors career never been past the second round, y'all, since he left the Warriors? And, of course, they went on and won a championship. Has his post-Warriors career diminished his legacy in any way, shape, or form? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. It's a funky flashback Friday. USC Chris in the crates. We are live from the TireRack.com studios and brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Kevin Durant. Has his legacy been diminished at all during his, not just this postseason, but his post-Warriors run, which has not extended past the second round of the playoffs? Your thoughts?
Mason in the Bay Area, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mason?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I got to totally go with Chris on this one. I think his post-Warriors career has been nothing but an abysmal failure. So, I mean, don't think I forgot that you guys both had the Nets and the Clippers like that one first year when he went to the Nets. But that's another story. I mean, his Nets career, let's just start there. I mean, whatever happened, nothing ever happened. I mean, he had his toe on the line
against but there's circumstances. Let's not be like you know, you can you sound like a bitter Golden State Warriors fan, which is fine, Mason. But you, there's circumstances. Don't act like he played, everything was great, and they didn't win. I think that's a fallacy by you, and you're not looking at the entire story. If you want to say he didn't win and they never got past the second round, fine. But don't act like nothing happened there. That's
but I get your points, Mason. I tend to agree with you. I mean, LeBron's had things happen to him, and we don't give him a pass. We just say, you lost, even though he was facing a ridiculously a team that was so far better than what
he had two stars hurt?
Yeah, but he didn't. It was what?
I'm asking.
He had what?
Two stars hurt?
Yeah, in 2015, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving.
Okay, and nobody
and then faced Durant and the Warriors for two straight years.
Yeah, but I mean, he had a super team in Miami.
Yeah, but
you can't use that as an excuse. Like, oh,
what did well, don't use it for Durant?
Don't use it
for Durant. Then
no,
you're
it
just
is.
Speaking out
it's
of both sides
excuse.
Of your mouth.
It's fact. It's like he's everywhere
and
he's
it's
gone.
And it's a fact that it's LeBron fact. Was had two players injured. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm talking about, you're talking about the Durant
went
saying, to the Warriors.
I never hear you, whenever you talk about LeBron's losses, you never point out the circumstances.
What are you talking about? I always
you
have,
don't.
I know
you
that,
just say he's
yes,
lost
I have.
Six. He's
when I talk about when I talk that. About when I talk about the Warriors winning, I talk about that those two guys were not there when the Warriors won that first championship. Chris, I mentioned it a million times.
Oh, yeah, because you like ripping the Warriors too.
No, it's because I'm being honest.
You rip
no,
LeBron
no.
And
I'm giving you
you
what
got
they call
agendas.
Facts.
That's what
called,
I'm saying.
It's called facts, is right. What I give you. F-A-C-T-Z, facts. James in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Gentlemen, happy Friday. Y'all salute the Commanders. I mean, if we're talking about Durant being one of the best basketball players in the world, nah, he's always going to be one of the best. He's one right. of the most prolific scorers in the game. But when you talk about separating the greatest from the great, right. What separates them? Postseason success, championships. This is how you the elite of the elite, the creme de la creme. So, yeah, his legacy has definitely been hurt because, yeah, Larry Bird, man, winning championships, going strong in the postseason, even near the end. All the greats have always competed, man, and that's really what separates them. The championships and the postseason success, man. Y'all have a great night. Salute the Commanders.
All right. Good call. I tend to agree.
I don't agree with the Commanders thing. I don't know what the Commanders is.
Commanders need to do a little more, but we'll see. That's his team. He always does that.
I give somebody credit. Like they were good 30 years ago. Like that's how long it's been.
You still a Knicks fan, right? I mean, you know, outside of journalism, right? You not a Knicks fan anymore?
Nah, not at all. I haven't been a fan since 1986. 1986 when I got my first full-time job in journalism.
I'm talking about outside. Let's not act like we don't have
I don't. Okay. I'm just telling you.
So awesome.
Roderick in Virginia, you're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I'm just keeping it real.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up, good? Man?
Hey, man, I don't know what that brother talking about the Commanders, but Virginia is all about the Steelers. But anyway.
The Steelers in Virginia?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. We got a big fan base. But, Rob, you and Skip get on my nerves being Kevin Durant apologist. I mean, first of all, leadership has to be put in for somebody that's going to be top 10. And he got to be an alpha male. I mean, if you're not a leader, and he said it out of his own mouth,
some people are leaders by example. Barry Sanders wasn't a leader, wasn't a rah-rah leader either, but he was one of the best running backs in the history of the NFL. I'm just telling you, and I was around him.
How many rings did you get?
No, but I'm just talking about he led by example. Everybody's not the same.
But I'm saying,
that's cliche. What you're saying is cliche.
No, Durant said that, though, Rob.
That's not what I'm saying. But people lead by example, some people. That's all. That's what I'm trying to say to Roderick. That's just cliche what you're saying. That's easy.
Is he there, Roderick? Go ahead.
How you going to lead by example and say something like that out your mouth? And second of all, stop making the comparisons to LeBron. That boat didn't sail. LeBron got four rings.
You're right. LeBron lost six championships. You're right.
Here we go.
He's
a great leader. He led them to six losses in the finals. Wow.
Thank you. And if the NBA gave out medals for the losses, it would be he'll have six silver medals and four gold medals. Michael Jordan just has six gold medals. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
All right. Hey, well, Kevin Durant wasn't the only Phoenix Sun to go out with a bust. He had been the superstar of the postseason, but not last night. We'll get to that next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and the TireRack.com studios. All right, Rob, we talked about Kevin Durant last night's game. 23 points, 8 of 19 shooting. The stats really don't matter because that game was over in a hurry. They're down 31 points at halftime or 30 points at halftime, whatever it was. But Devin Booker, Rob, wow. Wow. Devin Booker, 12 points, 4 for 13 shooting. After having, Rob, one of the most incredible playoff runs we'd ever seen. And we all knew he wasn't going to stay at 70 to 80% shooting. But to fizzle the way he did is incredibly disappointing. And it started in game five. He did have 28 points in game five. That was pretty much a blowout loss, too. 8 for 19, which is what Durant shot last night. Okay, that was like, okay, you know, he was going to come back to earth. But he went further than back to earth last night with the 12 points, 4 of 13 shooting. And Rob, just let me give you a few facts and then, you know, I want you to share your piece. But Booker, this is... The thing that makes it, I think two things make this so bad, Rob. Number one is how well he was playing. He was playing so well that it does make you kind of wonder, man, is it the big stay? Is it the big moments that get to him? I don't think that yet. I haven't seen enough yet to label him like Harden. He's still young. He's 26. He's still, you know. But this, Rob, this is the second thing that makes it so bad. Now in elimination games, he's played three elimination games in his career, and he's averaged 13.5 points, Rob, in those elimination games. This is one of the best scorers in the NBA, and he's averaged 13 points when their backs are against the wall. And again, coming off a series like this when he was just utterly fantastic for the bulk of the series, and then when your backs are against the wall, to not even put up 20 points and go 4-for-13. And Rob, remember last year against Dallas, they're up 3-2 in the second round over a Dallas team that was not their equal. They were up, beat them by 30 to take the 3-2 lead. Game 6, they lose by 27. Booker shoots 6-for-17 with 19 points. And then Game 7 in Phoenix, he shoots another 3-for-14 or 3-for-14 and 11 points. And then, of course, this year, 4-for-13, 12 points. He is now a superstar, Rob. He is now a guy. This is what comes with that territory, the scrutiny, and he's got to deliver bigger in these moments. There is no question about it.
First of all, I'm not surprised that he came crashing down. When you shoot 79% from the field, that's just unheard of. We talked about it. I can't remember who we were talking to, and we all said, excuse me, it's just a matter of time.
Maybe Eddie Johnson. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was Eddie Johnson. That this just is not going to be able to hold up, and it's had nothing to do with him. It's the law of averages. Like, it's just not possible. But the numbers are the numbers, and they aren't good. And when they were up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, everybody had him as the next Kobe, and were ranting and raving about him. And it just hasn't materialized since then. So to blame Devin Booker is fair. That I don't think it was going to help last night. You know, even if he played better, they still were going to lose. Maybe not by 25, but they lose by 10 or 12. You know, but they still were going to lose. But to go out on a whimper like that when he played some of his best postseason basketball this past year, it has to hurt.
Yeah, that's what's odd about that, that he was playing so well. And you're right. I mean, he was coming back to earth, but he came back to earth and shot 30%.
But he crashed. You know? Like,
right, right. It's 79. One thing to come back and shoot 45%.
Right, 79 right, 40%. Is ridiculous.
But here's something else interesting about these Suns, Rob. And look, I think Monty Williams has done a fantastic job there. Remember in the bubble, the eight straight wins, and then the next year they are great and go to the finals. But Rob, in the two largest playoff halftime deficits in Suns history have been their last two elimination games. Last year they were down 30 against Dallas at the half.
Now that there's an issue there. There's something
this year down 30 at the half. So some of this is and Monty, his quote, Rob, about that was, it's two different groups. Last year's team was totally different than this year's
team.
Yeah,
but one thing's not different. It's Monty.
Right.
So you can
and
say
I'm not
that.
Saying I'm not no, saying but, he shouldn't if, be there, but
if Monty was
he
in
gotta
the,
wear this.
If I was in the well, you just have to, because if it's the other way around and he wins or turns it around, we give him credit, don't we? You can't it's yep. not one way.
And if
he would have said, well, it's two different groups, I'd say, well, Monty, you're the common denominator. You've been there. Well, why do two different groups have this happen in an elimination game?
Yeah, it's
that's I think that's a fair question.
They got a lot of soul searching to do, Rob. And what they're going to do, and their reports are out, they're going to try to build around KD and Booker, which is obviously the smart thing to do. We have both said, look, they need to go for it this year because there's no guarantee with Kevin Durant's injury history of late, with Chris Paul's age and injury history, which reared its ugly head again. they need to go for it now. Tomorrow's not promised. But if Durant can stay healthy, Booker is obviously there and he's a superstar. If Durant can stay healthy, Rob, the reports are out, and I agree with them. They're going to try to trade Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. Ayton just doesn't look happy, doesn't seem to fit. And I think they'd be better off moving. And he's a good player. I like him a lot. And I think he can help some teams. And so I think you can get some stuff for him. Chris Paul, Rob, we've heard the talk. The reports are out there that James Harden may have a reunion with the Houston Rockets after this season. Rob, we both say it doesn't make sense for either party, Harden or the Rockets. If I'm the Rockets, though, Rob, I would rather have Chris Paul. Chris Paul is making, if you trade for him, he only has $16 million guaranteed. So that's less than you probably would end up paying Harden. And I think he would be a better leader for those young players than Harden. He would be able to teach them the game, educate them on the game, increase their knowledge of the game, all the while not getting in their way. He's not going to take away from Jalen Green. He's not going to take away from Shingun and Jabari Smith. He's going to enhance their games. Whereas Harden would go there and be a star and shoot a lot of shots. And so I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm just saying if I'm Houston, I would rather that scenario. Rob, I don't doubt that a lot of SGA's growth in Oklahoma City, who's now he's pretty much a superstar himself, is because of Chris Paul and the foundation that Paul laid when he was there with SGA in OKC.
All that makes sense, but James Harden going back has more to do about James Harden wanting to have a certain lifestyle and what he wants to do. Like that, it ain't about basketball going
but
back.
I totally agree with you, but think Houston? Why are they going to accommodate that?
Because they feel like, I don't know, they want to sell tickets and he's a star. I have no idea. The guy walked out on you, blew up in weight and just didn't care. And
right.
These teams keep taking these guys back with open arms. That's why they keep doing it. That's why.
Yeah. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, of course, Shekel City around the corner, but also a fantastic finish last night by it's just incredible what Jason Tatum did in Philadelphia, and we'll get to that in a moment. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, if you listened to me last night, guess what? You cashed out. 3-0 last night for Shekel City. That's pretty impressive, ain't it?
It's all right.
What you mean it's all right?
That's how you critique Steph.
Nah, that ain't how I've been doing it.
You run a fourth ring without Dre. It's all right.
So here it is, 3-0 last night. Tonight, best bet, I'm taking the Heat -6 in Miami against the Knicks. They polish them off. And I'm going to go with the Warriors +3.5. They upset the Lakers in L.A. They don't get it done. And then I got the Yankees money line -180.
Wow, you got the Warriors tonight.
I do.
Wow. What's the line?
Game 7. The Warriors are getting 3.5.
So my assumption then, Rob, is you're back on the Warriors winning the series. Or you think they're going to lose a Game 7 in their
home? Well, I could lose. They've lost Game 7s at home before. I'd have to see where AD is, Chris. That would determine me in Game 7. What right. AD? If we get a terrible AD tonight, then I'm not going to feel good about it. If we get a good AD and they just happen to lose, then I think they can win a Game 7 of Lakers. So it's all it all depends on
Rob G.
AD.
Any update on, what's the update on Wiggins?
Game time, right?
Game time? That's huge.
Yeah.
Currently questionable, and he's going to test it out during pregame. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
Wow.
So here we go again. Heat -6. That's my best bet. Warriors +3.5, and the Yankees on the money line. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, as we were doing our show last night, I mean, the Celtics came out on fire, had a nice, comfortable lead over Philadelphia in Game 6 in Philly. And they were doing it despite their superstar, Jason Tatum, struggling mightily.
One for his first 13.
Yes. And then in the fourth quarter, unbelievable. In the fourth quarter.
Four out of five from three.
Four out of five from three and scored 16 points. And, Rob, look, scoring 16 points in a fourth quarter is huge.
But he outscored the Sixers, who only scored 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep, 16-13. And this is what is so it's impressive, period. But, Rob, when you are 1-for-13, you are 0-for-6 from three. A lot of guys, including a lot of stars, would be like, you know what? It's not my night. Inside. They might not say it. They wouldn't say it verbally, obviously. But they might just start looking. And I honestly, it's hard to blame him. If he would have been like, you know what? Let me facilitate. Let me stay aggressive, but look for Jaylen Brown. Look for Marcus Smart. But instead, he kept shooting. And, Rob, I love this quote. I absolutely love it. When he was interviewed by ESPN on the court after the game, here's what he said. They asked him, like, how he could, you know, turn it around like that, maintain his confidence. And he said, I am, humbly, one of the best basketball players in the world. just believing that the next one is going in, as cliche as that sounds, is kind of as simple as that. Really, all it took was one to get that off my back and come out here with the win. He's right. I don't mind him saying that, Rob. He said it matter-of-factly. He wasn't bragging. He was just being honest. I'm one of the best players in the world, so I don't lose my confidence. I love it.
Well, I mean, it would be terrible to think the other way. You can't run from it. And, yeah, you're having a bad night. But guys like that, they never lose confidence. They know the next one could go down and get them hot. That's what you do if you're a shooter, if you're, you know, in that situation. So, and if you're going to go down, Chris, you're going to go down taking shots, not passing to the next man hoping that Jaylen Brown gets hurt hot. That just can't – if you do that, people will look at you strangely to go, okay, we get it. You were having an off night, you know, but that doesn't mean you stop shooting.
You know, I've said that as we've talked about Anthony Davis and his up and down roller coaster games, I've said I'd rather you go 4-for-20 than 4-for-10. I mean, I don't want you to go 4-for-20, but my point is stay aggressive. Keep going for it, you know, and that's what Tatum did, and it paid off big time. And now the Sixers are in their hole, and we will get to that next. But keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.